everybody. It's me, Chef Leisha, the Mindful Chef. I am recording this podcast mostly for my Facebook friends. So yesterday I did a podcast and I shared some very strong feelings that I had. I talked about ways that I have been trying to heal and kind of like come forward during this time of unrest. And today I am in my office making copies and getting ready for food distributions and all of that good stuff. But today is Blackout Tuesday on social media. And I don't know who started it, but it has become a movement that everybody either loves or hates, right? And some people are taking a stand by blacking out on social media. What that does is it reduces the ad revenues for businesses. It is literally a virtual protest that you can do from anywhere, right? So let's say that you are someone who is disabled and unable to attend the protests and the marches and things like that, but you want to be a part of it. You want to be a part of a solution. Blackout Tuesday is the type of thing that you could do to do your part. Another thing that you could do to do your part is donate to individual funds and organizations that are actually doing the work in the communities to bring about change. That's one way. Another way that you can help the cause is to volunteer to be an organizer with a particular group. You can volunteer to be a support person, a tech person, if you're good at using the internet and creating graphics and all that kind of stuff. If you are good at doing web design, you can design a website. There are so many things that you can do to support the movement and to getting people to understand that to lose a life the way that we continue to lose lives is not acceptable, and we will not allow for it to happen again without repercussion. There will be repercussions for the behaviors of law enforcement officers that has been happening. So, why on earth are we fighting about the ways that a particular person or persons decides to do that? Why? The human body has several different parts. You have hands, you have eyes, you have feet, you have noses, you have a mouth, you have ears, you feel where I'm going with this? In the church, growing up in the Christian Baptist church, we have always heard that the church is the body of Christ. And within that body, someone is the hands, someone are the feet, someone are the eyes, someone are the neck. You see where I'm going with this? The body functions as one, going in one particular direction, but everybody has their part to play. Everybody has their role to play. And my role will look different from your role and their role and their role and so on and so forth. Anything that has to do with food, I'm your girl. That's my role. I will support with that. That's what I can do, because physically I can't be out there marching all the time. I can't do it. I can draw on some signs. I'll help make signs. You see where I'm going? I am so frustrated with all of the noise. The noise. Just let people live, for crying out loud. Why is it a problem that a person decides to create this movement, this one individual movement, which can actually make a difference in the pockets of corporations, yet you are complaining? So you think a bus boycott is a more effective use of time? Create a bus boycott. How about that? If you think that not shopping on a particular day is a better use of time, then don't shop on a particular day and create that movement. Ain't nothing stopping any individual from creating any individual movement in order to move us all forward into where we want to go. If you believe in the civic duty of voting and how politics plays a role, then by all means, hang your hat on that and get people to the polls. But for the love of all things holy, stop making it everybody's business to be about this one particular goal, one mission, one goal, whatever, what have you, in one particular way. We don't live in a one particular way society. We live in a type of society that has many parts to play, many avenues, and many, many ways to do it. If you believe in guns, then you get people to get armed safely. If you believe in self-defense, then you get people trained in self-defense, and you move on, and you let that be it. You hang your hat on that, and you stop wasting time criticizing every other person who has a different mission. We all got our own mission and passions and dreams and goals and lives to live. What is divisive and what is harmful and what is going to disrupt the entire movement are people like you who sit on your couch and criticize everybody else for all of the effort that they're putting in. You play your part and you applaud those who play theirs. And you share that information in the hopes that perhaps someone you know, that job over there might resonate with them, even though the one you have doesn't. Because everybody ain't about to come up in the kitchen with me. Everybody's not going to dig their hands in some soil and grow food. They're not going to do it. But guess what? The person who won't do that with me will be likely to go out there and defuse a situation in front of law enforcement. Everybody got a part to play. Everybody has. Let people play their role and do it their way. Particularly when there's no one being hurt or affected by it. Let us have nice things. Let us just do what we are called to do individually so that we can operate as a body. The body has more than one system. You have your digestive system, your neurological system. I can't even get my words together to you guys. The lymphatic system. Everybody has their own part to play in order to function 100%. So you worry about yourself and what your role is in everything, and play your role so that when the others are playing theirs, we'll have this whole systematic situation where, hey, you can plug in with this person and this group over here and this person and that group over there and over there and over there, and everybody can find their peace. Everybody can find their place. Everybody can move forward. And we can stop bitching at each other about the dumb shit. So that's really what I got to say today. And it was short. It ain't sweet today. I'm angry and I'm finally allowing the angry words to form sentences. And y'all making me tired. I took the blackout day because I needed mental clarity. Not because I thought the whole world was going to change from one day of no social media, but guess what? If enough people went off social media for one day and these ad revenues didn't come through, somebody was going to feel it in their pockets, which is perfectly good and acceptable and kind of what we have been saying all along with the no shopping and all the other aspects of boycotting that we have at our disposal. This is ridiculous, you guys. It is so ridiculous. It is a hindrance. You are being a hindrance. Do you? Stop being a hater. That's all I got for y'all today. Bye.